You're listening to The Total Counselor with your host, Attorney Alan Margulies, on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's Attorney Margulies.
Welcome back. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, 508-650-9900 or radio at totalcounselor.com. I'm back in the studio with Ben Stitch, licensed social worker and mediator. And that's what we've been discussing on the show here is mediation. So, Ben, let's talk for a couple of moments, thinking of it from a consumer perspective, okay? No matter what it is that we're looking at, whether it's divorce, whether it's going to one of the local furniture stores and buying a couch or a sofa of some sort or a bed or anything like that, and I find it a lot of times in estate planning, is we like to know, what is it going to cost us? Mm-hmm. What do we need to be prepared for? And in the estate planning setting, I love when I get that kind of question, because it's, well, you have to compare apples to apples. You have to understand, what is it that's most important? What are you looking to achieve? And anything like this, whether it's estate planning, whether it's getting a divorce is actually, this is going to sound weird, it's actually an investment. You're investing in the process, which then is going to lead you to whatever that outcome is going to be. And as we were discussing in the last segment, the little children, this could be going on for years and years. Now, as you had described in our second segment, where you have a simple situation, not much assets, no kids, short-term divorce, well, that's easy. You can divorce and never have to see, speak, or hear from that person ever again.
Yep.
Every time it's a situation where there's assets and sometimes complicated assets that are involved that can't be divided easily, or you have children involved, there's going to be continued interactions with one another that you have to recognize. So when I'm starting out the process and I've recognized the fact that I'm going to get divorced, this is going to end in some way. I don't want it to drag on forever. We've got kids. We want to resolve that issue as amicably as we possibly can. What should I be prepared for as I start in the process? So what should I be prepared for in a couple of different settings? You've described great for us. Here's the different venues that we can go through. Here's the different processes, mediation, litigation. We could break it up into different areas. And then what are the costs that we have to look at, and what's my time investment as far as, you said I can control some of it, but what is that really going to look like?
Okay, so it sounds like you'd like me to speak to the costs and the timeline.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's say we take a pretty typical divorce where there's some property, a marital home, say, and a couple of kids and moderate level of conflict. Not the lowest level of conflict and not the highest level of conflict. Well, those both are good for mediation. You know, typically that type of mediation, soup to nuts, from the mediation sessions, the court fees, hopefully paying for a few hours of consultation to an attorney or financial advisor or an accountant, whatever expert advice they might need. You know, I think it's reasonable to do that in under $5,000. And if you were to go to the contested divorce, each party is going to be paying more than that simply in their retainer, and then plus. Most mediations I do in that kind of description probably come between $3,000 to $4,000, and that includes both the mediation sessions and the documentation. And there's some other ancillary costs. There's court fees, and there's a parent education class that's court mandated that parents have to take. And, you know, so there's some other costs associated, but relatively speaking, it's far less expensive. Now, there's no guarantee, right? I mean, some mediations do go longer. Some mediations do require more expert advice, like if, let's say, it's a family business and they need business valuation, or a complicated estate plan, you know, and you might come into the that negotiate. There might be other costs, but those ancillary services are going to be there regardless of whether it's mediation or contested,
yep.
Right? So, and in terms of the length, you know, I have some folks who they say, let's meet every week and we're going to bang this out and we're going to be done in 6 weeks. And other folks where literally I see them every 5 months. And it's based off their lifestyles and their job situations and their sense of urgency, how much information and research they need to do in between sessions to come back and be able to make informed decisions. How responsible they are in their homework that they assign themselves or I encourage them to do. So, you know, all those factors come into play. And for a lot of people come to mediation because they want to save money. And what I say to them is, I'll give you as much homework as you want. Right? If you want to do everything here, that's great. But if you're able to communicate about some of these things without my assistance, without it devolving into conflict, great. That's super, and I'll give you those assignments, and then you just have to come back and kind of share your thoughts with me, and we'll fine tune it.
And that's really where people need to look at it. And you know, you if you can lay it out, and as you're talking, I'm thinking is that the clearer folks can be as they're going into the process. If you can lay out, okay, these are all the things that we really need to get accomplished, and that's where going through a mediation to start, rather than let's pull out our guns and start firing at one another, and we can lay it out clearly. Okay, here's the things that we need to consider. You put down your list of the 20 objectives that I want to have met. Mm-hmm. By the time we're done with the process, you can very easily turn around and say, okay, there's 20 things here. 10 of them we agree upon immediately right out of the gate. Okay, so we don't need to fight over those. Those don't need to be bargaining chips later on. So now we have 10. And of those 10, there's really only two or three that these are contentious and we really need to work out. And so if we can then take care of the other seven or eight, that we could say, okay, you know what, we're going to negotiate these on our own, come back to the table if there's any disagreement, but these two or three are the ones that we really need to focus in on in the mediation.
And to that point, it's a great example. So one of the things I try to facilitate that is by providing tools for my clients that I create checklists, and you know, so they have a list of all the topics that we're going to talk about and tools around how to kind of think about the holiday division. And you know, so it's pretty common for folks to, you know, have a couple of hot-button topics. We can't figure out Christmas, and we're still working on the buyout arrangement for the house, and we're not sure what we're going to do about life insurance. But everything else, so they were able to bang out in a couple of sessions.
Awesome. Ben, thanks so much for joining me on the air this morning. You can check out his website and get all his contact information at benstich, BenStich.com. And as always, I'm Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor, 508-650-9900 or radio at TotalCounselor.com. And I plan for next week.